From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Encyclopedia of Life, a project that was formally launched this week, has been described as an interactive zoo. But that description just doesn't do justice to the scope of this multimedia reference work in progress. This gives a new meaning to encyclopedic. It would be an online documentation of the 1,800,000 identified species. If you want to see what that documentation might look like, you can go online at the website EOL, for Encyclopedia of Life, .org. There are some sample pages. My favorite is Kiwa Hirsuta, the Yeti crab. One of the people who's inspired this project is the eminent Harvard biologist E.O. Wilson, who knows, among many other things, about as much about ants as anyone in the world, and who joins us from his office at Harvard in Cambridge. Welcome back to the program. And let me ask you first, why your interest in this? What is the aim of making this Encyclopedia of Life?
I've been promoting it for many years, primarily because if we put it all together right, we'll know everything about everything. At least we'll know everything known about human beings about everything, and we'll be able to keep it up to date. This is made possible by technological advances. That is, this being the accumulation of new knowledge added to what we've known and accumulated over several centuries, and in the course of which the effort would spur the exploration of Earth, which is a very little-known planet in terms of its life.
Yes, I mentioned 1,800,000 species, a number I've learned this week, but I gather that there are many unidentified species that we would...
Yeah, I would put, this is just a wild guess, but that's as good as any, that as few as 10% of our species of animals, especially the very smaller invertebrate animals, bacterium, microorganisms, and fungi, overall are known to science. We don't know how many species there are on planet Earth, even to the nearest order of magnitude. And that is that's a shocking shortfall in biology.
You mentioned a bacterium, which raises a question for me. What are the entrance requirements for the Encyclopedia of Life? That is, do bacteria count, for example?
All organisms
even
are invited.
All organisms are invited.
Yes, we're... bacteria are particularly poorly known because they're so difficult to culture in the laboratory. And as a result, we perhaps know about 10,000 kinds of bacteria. But there are, just to give you a sense of how little we know about this planet, there are somewhere in the vicinity of 5,000 to 6,000 kinds of bacteria in a single handful of soil. And of those, we know virtually nothing.
As you mentioned, this discipline of classification was eclipsed in the last century by work in microbiology. Is the act of classification itself, is the compendium itself the end of the work, or is it a means to other discoveries and insights about
life? The latter. It's the beginning of knowledge. If you don't know what the species are and where they are, and you don't have a means of getting the knowledge that's been accumulated about them, then you don't really have anything approaching a full idea of what life on Earth is. And you're short of clues for making discoveries at every level. I like what the one Chinese saying has about such matters, and it's the beginnings of wisdom is getting things by their right name. But taxonomy is vastly more than that, or systematics. It is discovering the species initially, but then far more than that. It's the means by which we encode and index everything known about every form of life. And when you put all that together, what do you have? You have the totality of the knowledge of biology. So we're moving laterally, so to speak, with this new initiative, the Encyclopedia of Life.
Well, if we now have identified, at this point, 1,800,000 or so species, and there's an interesting coincidence, which is that 1.8 million is just about the current number, I'm told, of entries in Wikipedia, which is the result of many people contributing many things over recent years, and some of them are pretty short little little items. So the task you have here to actually have these fleshed out entries, each for every species, obviously is going to take a lot of effort, some time, I assume, and quite a bit of money.
Yes, and it'll be more than worth it. Because right now, in terms of ecology, in terms of the full panoply of organisms on which our lives depend, and in terms of the pathogens that do or have the potential to cause disease, and on, we are flying blind. For example, humanity depends primarily on 20 species of crop plants for its existence. And in that respect, our food supply is hanging by a thread. Everybody knows that. I mean, you have a single disease, an unknown fungus, an unknown bacterium sweep through. But there are something like 50,000 species of plants worldwide that could be turned into food crops. We could immensely secure and improve the productivity of the human food supply. And that's just one of many examples of what we could do once we know what the full array of species are.
So this could be the Bible at USDA in 20 to 30 years.
I would think that it would be the Bible of almost anybody, everybody.
It does sound that the Internet here is, if not the ideal medium, the only medium I can imagine for such a work. You couldn't have a book this large.
No, you can't. And the Internet is one of the technological keys to this whole project. We wouldn't have been able to think about this very seriously 20 years ago. Maybe it would still seem like it still seemed like a dream 10 years ago when I started writing about it, the electronic encyclopedia. I remember one very prominent British colleague and a friend of mine wrote me when he saw an article I'd written on this, "What are you smoking, Ed?" Now I hope that I can persuade him I wasn't smoking anything.
Well, Professor Wilson, thank you very much for talking with us about it. Good to talk with you again.
Thank you.
That's Professor E.O. Wilson of Harvard University, who is very much the inspiration of the project we've been hearing about, the Encyclopedia of Life. And again, you can get a look at a sample of what he's talking about at the website eol.org.